What's up, everybody? It's Chris Mannix, and welcome to a special bonus episode of the Vertical Podcast. My guest today, Detroit Pistons center Andre Drummond, who talks about the art of rebounding, or lack of art, and the influence Stan Van Gundy has had on his career. That's next on the Vertical Podcast with Chris Mannix.
Yahoo Sports presents the Vertical Podcast with Chris Mannix, powered by digital media. Find your voice. And now, your host, Chris Mannix.
He's Andre Drummond, Detroit Pistons All-Star Center, and Andre joins me here on the podcast. Best rebounder you ever played against, Andre?
Best rebounder I ever played against. Ever played against.
It's that hard? By far and away, you're the better rebounder than everybody?
I mean, the numbers show.
All right, let me ask you a different way.
I'll probably say Hassan Whiteside.
Hassan Whiteside. Why him?
He's just as aggressive as I am, and he doesn't stop going after it. I mean, he tries to chase it down.
Let me ask it a different way. Is there a best box out guy in the NBA?
Everybody's entire team.
That's what it takes.
I mean, that's what's really starting to come down to. You know, I'm usually getting three or four guys boxing me out now, so just one.
Have you ever had four guys box you out?
I have.
What was that game?
Probably every other game sometimes.
All four guys?
Yeah, if they're down there. But usually it's the three, or four, and the five that usually come and find me.
What do you do in that situation? Do you just try to fight through it? I mean, when it's four guys, do you back off? I mean, what do you do?
No, I mean, for me, I kind of power through them, or I just find a gap to where I could just run right through it and go grab the ball.
Do you set a rebounding goal for yourself every night?
I do.
What's that?
You know, I try to get 10 in the first quarter to get myself going.
10 in the first quarter?
Yeah.
And then?
After that, kind of just comes from there.
I mean, how many times have you met that goal in the regular season?
Quite a few times, actually.
Offensive rebounds, defensive rebound, doesn't matter?
Yeah. I mean, more defensive rebounds. I kind of, I'm the anchor for our defense. I'm usually the one that's still down there.
Who's someone that you learned something about rebounding from, either playing against or talking to?
For me, it was just watching the game and just watching guys. I mean, just a lot of centers who go after rebounds. And, like, you know, what I've learned over time is the more times you go, the more times you'll come up with the ball. So I kind of just try to go every time to try to grab the ball.
Is rebounding, is it fun?
For me, it is. I try to set myself apart from everybody else.
Everybody kind of wants to be a scorer out there. I mean, all kids growing up want to be scorers. You have made a definite mark for yourself by being just a ridiculous rebounder. When did it become enjoyable for you?
It's always been fun for me because it's what really got me started, you know, grabbing offensive rebounds and tipping it in my rookie year, how I really started scoring before I became a post player. You know, it was one of the first things I started doing was rebounding the ball and trying to put it back in the basket or trying to grab as many as I can within the time I got my rookie year.
What has Stan Van Gundy told you about your rebounding?
He said I needed to be the most dominant rebounder to ever play.
How'd you take that?
I took it in, and, you know, it's one of the goals I have on my list.
What else is on your list?
To be in the playoffs and try to win a championship.
Any other individual goals?
Well, try to win the most improved player this year and just continue to be better, man. Really, that's really it.
You know, coming up, reading stuff about you, I mean, a lot of people know your story, some don't, but, you know, you weren't always the most physical guy, were you?
No.
Why not?
You know, for me, I kind of, like in high school, I kind of had it, kinda, I was always bigger than everybody else, so I didn't really have to play as physical until I got to St. Thomas More when I was playing against guys that are older than me, which is kind of where the physicality started building for me.
Were you comfortable being physical with other players?
At first, no, but, you know, over time, you know, being hit so much, it's like, you know, I'm not going to keep taking this. I got to start delivering blows myself. So, you know, over time, I've become more and more physical and more aggressive on both ends of the floor. And now it's just second nature.
What's the hardest that somebody banged you?
Man, I wouldn't even be able to tell you. I get hit quite a bit, so there's no real one time that stood out.
Do you get used to it?
Yeah. You know, now it's just like, you know, it's not another day. Another day in the office getting beat up.
Part of your story is that your uncle, he was pretty tough on you, wasn't he?
Yeah. You know, my mom, my uncle are always on me. you know, about being tough in the pain, being a tough player and not being soft. I'm too big to try to shy away from contact. So, you know, over time it kind of stuck with me and I've become a physical player.
Was your uncle, was he verbally tough with just sort of saying stuff? You got to be meaner, you got to be stronger. Was it like that or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I mean, he would pull me aside from time to time and, you know, he would tell me not to be soft. You know, I'm too much of a good player to be playing soft.
When he first started saying that to you, what was your first reaction?
Man, went through one ear and out the other. You know, when you're a kid, you think you're always doing something right, so you don't really pay attention to, you know, what somebody's saying. But, you know, over time and over, as the years went on and I got more mature, you know, what he was saying is, you're starting to stick with me.
You were kind of a late bloomer in the basketball game. When did basketball kind of click for you?
Probably my sophomore year in high school. You know, I've always loved the game, but I was never good. You know, my mom used to tell me when I was a kid, she would call my games comedy hour. Dude, she would come to my games just to see me, and I'd fall all over the place. It was just bad.
How bad were you?
I don't even think I can put words into it.
Were you taking two-handed shots?
I'd be on the floor every other possession.
On the floor?
On the floor.
And what was it that made the game click? Like, what was it, just playing time? And what was it that made the game sort of work for you?
Over time, when my body matured, and my body kind of just picked up for me. And then when I found my step, whole different beast after that.
You said your mother called it comedy hour, but was she supportive of your pursuit of the game? I mean, you're a big guy, and obviously, yeah.
She knew I loved the game, and I've always played hard. So she always made sure I stuck with it and did my thing. And over time, I've gotten better, and now, you know, look where I'm at now.
Did you play other sports growing up?
I mean, I tried to play everything, but basketball was my main sport.
What kind of football player were you?
That also was comedy hour as well.
How bad?
I mean, I didn't really play that much when I did get in. I mean, I have one memory. You know, it was I was playing in a JV game, and there was like 15 seconds left, and they put me in the game. We were down by a touchdown, and they ran a fade route for me, and they threw me the ball, and I jumped and caught it, and then I kicked the ball out of my hands with my foot. Like, I was like open, like, by myself, and after that day, I just stopped playing football.
Yeah, was that the day the football dream died?
Yeah, that was when it ended for me. I was like, you know, it's time for me to refocus my energy somewhere else.
Your first year in the NBA, I mean, not bad. 8 points, 8 rebounds, about 20 minutes per game. But, I mean, what was the game like for you as a rookie in the NBA?
You know, it was a dream come true for me. You know, I've worked so hard to get to this point. And, you know, when I stepped foot on the floor for the first time, you know, I felt like I belonged, you know. I put a lot of work into my game, a lot of sacrifices, you know, a lot of hard work. And, you know, when I finally got to be on that floor, it was a sign of relief.
Was the physicality of the NBA, I mean, how big an adjustment was that for you?
It was a huge difference, really huge difference. You know, being a kid coming in at 17, 18 years old, playing these guys who were 20-plus, 30-years-old guys who've been in the league for years. And, you know, just trying to match their physicality was really tough for me. So over time, I started to adjust to it.
Was it just adjusting, or did you try to add weight? Did you try to add muscle? I mean, what was the...
Yeah, I mean, I was a fairly skinny kid when I came in, but I added a weight, and I, you know, became a little more physical, and I started putting muscle on.
By the end of that year, how much more comfortable were you with the NBA?
Man, it was a great year for me, you know, even though we had a losing season, but it was... A good marking point for me to see where I was at with my game and what I needed to work on in the summertime. So I felt comfortable with how I played, but I knew I had room for improvement.
You had a few coaches in your first few years, Lawrence Frank, Mo Cheeks, John Lawyer at the end, then before SVG comes in. I mean, was that tough to kind of rotate through coaches, and why was it tough if it was?
Yeah, because, you know, after every year, I didn't know who my coach was going to be. You know, I never understood the business and how it went, that your coach could be fired at any given time, and you got to get adjusted to somebody new. So, you know, when it happened to me, you know, one time, and two times, and three times, and then now I have a new coach now, it's like, man, you know, this is it's a tough business, but, you know, you got to become really good at adjusting and starting to figure out your new assignments.
Did each coach, do they want to do something different with you?
No, every coach is pretty similar. I think Stanley was probably the only different coach that I had. But my first three were pretty much the same.
What made Stan different?
So you gave me the ball.
That's all it takes, right? Just give me the ball.
No, I mean, you know, so I put a lot of work in the summertime to work on my game to be a good post player. So, you know, it's time that I've started to show it. So he started running plays to me, and I've started to produce.
You knew, obviously, what Stan had done in Orlando with Dwight and how successful those teams were. Did he bring up Dwight Howard in his first year with you and how that he put him together?
Not at all. You know, we're a different team. You know, he understands that type of basketball isn't really, really how this game is anymore. So, you know, he's done a good job of putting shooters around me to really work.
Does it feel like, I mean, even now you guys acquire a guy like Tobias who's a shooter, and you, like you said, you're adding a lot of shooters around you, kind of similar to what they did in Orlando. Does it feel like it's a similar type of team being put together to what you maybe saw Stan doing down there?
Yeah, you know, I think he's done a good job throughout the years of finding different guys that really work for us. And I think this last pick, last addition with Tobias was a great pickup.
The last time Stan yelled at you was when?
Yesterday.
About what?
I don't even remember. I mean, he's always yelling, so I'm pretty sure he said something and I just kind of blew it off.
The worst thing that Stan ever yelled at you about?
I think he yelled at me for, like, not having enough rebounds earlier in the year. Cause, you know, sometimes I'll let some other guys grab rebounds too, but he was telling me I'm not playing hard enough if I don't have a certain amount of rebounds before, like, the halftime.
What's he like to play for?
He's fun to play for. You know, he's a different kind of coach, so to speak. He's old school, but he's starting to adjust to the new style of the game. You know, he's fun. He's fun to be around. You know, he's very knowledgeable. You know, talking to him every day, you know, you learn something new, and he really shows how much he loves the game.
Do you ever get a laugh at him though on the sidelines? He's very intense out there on the sidelines.
Oh man, he's very animated. Very animated. So sometimes I'll run by and, you know, I laugh and shake my head because it's like he's just screaming the entire game. And the next morning we come to practice, he can barely talk.
Can you hear him on the other end of the floor? I mean, do you hear him when he's yelling your name?
Yeah, his voice is very distinct, so it travels. And it's loud too. It's not like your average yell. It's like you hear him loud and clear.
These last 2 years though, in playing for him, I mean, what has he done for your career?
You know, he's given me a boost of confidence, you know, really trusting me to be a playmaker in the post and, you know, run a place for me to score and get guys open. So he's definitely done that for me. So it's really, really good to have that feeling.
What's the most number of rebounds you think you could ever get in a game?
30.
I think you can get 40.
Think so?
I think you can get there.
That'd be a lot of misses, or I'd keep missing when I shoot. Shooting percentage would be terrible after that.
you could have a 40-40 game. You know, baseball players, that's a big record. You could have a 40-40 game.
That'd be interesting.
You know, one thing, Stan, is complimentary about you when it comes to, you know, people get on you about the free throw shooting, but Stan always says in practice, you're really good. You make, you know, 7 out of 10 in practice. What is it that happens for you? Is it a mental thing in games? Is it a physical thing when you get into games where it's a little bit different than what you do in practice?
You know, for me, I've been trying to find my touch around the rim, and, you know, right now I find a shot. I mean, I have a shot that really works for me, so now it's just, you know, working out the kinks and getting the touch right, and, you know, things are starting to fall for me.
Do you make them consistently in practice, like Stan mentioned?
Yeah.
And then the game's just a different sort of feeling?
Yeah. I was just trying to find that same feeling in practice and bringing it to the game.
Well, Andre, I know you're busy, man. I appreciate the time. Thanks for jumping on the podcast.
Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you. That's it for today's podcast. Remember, you can download new and archived episodes on SoundCloud, TuneIn, and Stitcher, and really anywhere that you can download podcasts. We'll be right back here next week.
This has been a digital media production. Find your voice. Find your voice.